Arcola. Arcola streets were filled with the hustle and bustle of people for a Main Street Christmas on December 9. This was the fifth year for the event, which was created by Sarah Rickard in memory of her mom. Together they watched the Hallmark Christmas movies, so it seemed fitting to have a community event to celebrate festive activities. The day began with a pancake breakfast at the Arcola rink. While parents and friends socialized, several kids took advantage of the free skating. In the Arcola Prairie Place Hall, a craft and trade show was held with raffle draws for those who wanted a chance to win some great prizes. There was an array of items on display in the hall, where many people did some last-minute Christmas shopping. A steady flow of people enjoyed the different handmade crafts and items offered from tradespeople. Over at the Optimist Legion Hall, a display of nativity scenes could be viewed, along with 18 gingerbread houses which were entered for a contest. Some people even made their own gingerbread. Prizes were handed out to the best business organization. First place went to Arcola School and second to Bella's Garden. The under 8 division went to Xavier Olmsted and second place to Sadie and Maverick Clarkson. In the family division, Kathy Burton and grandkids placed first with Grandma's House. Tied for second were Graham Carter and his daughter Autumn, and Curtis Johnston and Michelle Kundell. Amelie and Freya Welkley placed first in the under 15 class, with Adelie Weston taking second. In the overall community vote with 108 people participating, the fan favorite award went to Kathy Burton and grandkids, with second going to Teresa Ludke and her family Tyrannosaurus Rex. Santa photos could be taken throughout the afternoon at the Optimist Hall, which kept the red-suited guy busy for some time. At the Arcola Library, 98 kids came with their families to decorate cookies and eat Christmas treats. Throughout the afternoon, sleigh rides were available. Caroling took place on Main Street and the movie Elf played at the Mac Murray Theater, free of charge. The fire department and the Arcola Co-op offered hot dogs, hot chocolate and treats near the post office. The busy street slowly emptied out as people returned to their homes after a filled day of festive fun.